I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1946. That was the day that President Harry S. Truman issued Executive Order 9639. It ordered the U.S. Navy to seize control of more than four dozen oil refineries across the country. As World War II was drawing to a close, workers in many industries were growing increasingly restless. They had seen company owners rake in record profits, and the workers felt they had not received their fair share. This included oil refinery workers. In August, the workers rejected a proposed settlement of their grievances over wages and hours. On September 17th, the CIO Oil Workers Union called for a strike of its 35,000 members. Although the war was ending, Truman knew oil was needed to demobilize and redeploy the troops. He used that as a basis to thwart the workers and the strike. His executive order declared that the war effort will be unduly impeded or delayed by such interruptions. He went on to state, "The Secretary of the Navy is hereby authorized and directed to take possession of the plants and facilities used in the transportation, refining, and processing of petroleum and petroleum products." Telegrams were sent to the refineries declaring that they were now under the control of the U.S. government. A third of the oil refineries in the nation came under this order. This included refineries owned by the giants of the industry, including Gulf, Shell, and Standard Oil. This was not the last time Truman attempted this tactic. He tried similar methods to intervene in labor disputes on the railroads and in the steel mills. Truman was certainly not alone. For more than a century, U.S. presidents have intervened to end strikes. From Grover Cleveland's calling out the army to end the Pullman strike in 1884, to Reagan locking out the Patco workers in 1981. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.